In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 203. What does charity oblige us to do? Charity obliges us to love God above all things, because he is infinitely good, and to love our neighbor as ourselves for the love of God. So charity is love of God, and this is the great commandment. Not to love him, in other words, because he gives gifts, or because he gives rewards. That's really not much beyond the loyalty of a dog. No, it is to love for the sake of God, for his own sake. That's what we're called to do. That's what we're obliged to do. Question 204. How can a Catholic best safeguard his faith? A Catholic can best safeguard his faith by making frequent acts of faith, by praying for a strong faith, by studying his religion very earnestly, by living a good life, by good reading, by refusing to associate with the enemies of the Church, by not reading books and papers opposed to the Church and her teaching. You have a marvelous picture there. Everybody in the living room is reading, and they have to put up with Dad's pipe smoke, even though smoke from a pipe actually smells pretty good. But they're all reading. And this is not Pollyanna. There, it still happens to this day when I was growing up. There might be an occasion when everybody is sitting around or laying on the floor and reading. And we loved to read. So I would hope, and we have already discussed it in the prayers and habits after each lesson, that you would read a little bit every day about the faith. Or your sacrament. If you're in holy matrimony, be reading regularly about matrimony, how to improve it. If you're a parent, be reading a little bit on a regular basis as to how to improve to be a parent. And then also to pray every day, and try to make the Mass the center of your life. Even if you can't make it to Mass, you could at least pray the collect of the feast day every day. It doesn't take very long, maybe a minute. And if you're thinking, oh, it's so hard to find time to read, well, you could take the Holy Bible, say, start with the New Testament, and read one verse. And then just chew on it for the whole day. Read it in the morning before you go to work or before the day starts. And just return to it frequently throughout the day. Think about it. After only 1 year, you will have read and thought about and learned approximately 365 verses of the Holy Scriptures, so it's very doable. And how can a Catholic best safeguard his faith? Well, besides all that, by having good friends. Notice it said, be careful about associating with enemies. They have a tendency to tear us down. It's like a married man, if he hangs out with men who despise women, say divorced men who have this bitter, angry view about women, or who are always talking about how unfaithful women are, well, that can tear down confidence in his wife if he is around that too much. Same goes with a woman. She hangs out with women who despise men, how bad men are, whatnot. That can tear down any confidence she might have in her husband. Have to be careful of that. Question 205. How does a Catholic sin against faith? A Catholic sins against faith by apostasy, heresy, indifferentism, and by taking part in non-Catholic worship. Apostasy means having completely left the faith of Christ to profess a non-Christian religion or none at all. Heresy is a deliberate denial of one or more of the truths of faith by one who professes to be a Christian. And indifferentism is the belief that one religion is just as good as another. And these sins hurt God deeply. Apostasy and heresy show a refusal to believe what he has told us. Indifferentism would put the mystical body of Christ on the same footing as false religious symptoms. Now, our culture that we live in is swimming in all three of these. Apostasy, heresy, and indifferentism is kind of like going down the street and holding your breath not to breathe it in. It's almost as if only the strong survive under these circumstances. Question 206. Why does a Catholic sin against faith by taking part in non-Catholic worship? A Catholic sins against faith by taking part in non-Catholic worship when he intends to identify himself with a religion that he knows is defective. So, it's possible to go to a neighbor's funeral. But if you do, at the local, say, Methodist church, don't take communion. Be respectful. Be very careful about saying amen to any prayer. If the neighbor was Jewish, and they want the men to wear a yarmulke, that little skull cap, no problem. You're being simply respectful to the synagogue. But again, beware of what you give your amen to. You can stand when they stand, and sit when they sit, that kind of thing. So the real problem is identifying yourself with what you know is defective. That's going against your conscience. We can never do that. I should say, too, a little bit about apostasy and heresy. Apostasy, that's a Greek word. It literally means to stand outside. Heresy is also a Greek word, which means to pick and to choose. So a heretic is one who might accept this or that article of faith, but denies some others that we are required to believe. Question 207. What are the sins against hope? The sins against hope are presumption and despair. And we need to go into some detail as to what these mean.